This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Age of Radio.
Everybody, we are back. This is episode 258 of the Dark Windows podcast. My name is Kevin. Stop mocking me, you fucking douchebag.
I thought it'd be fun.
Kevin's tired because he's been up since 4 o'clock this morning, so he's going to be an asshole tonight.
Nope.
I've just been doing fucking lines of drywall dust all day, so... You know, that's why I sound like...
And Kevin's just going to be a douchebag because he's doing, you know, lines of drywall dust.
I'm going to be a douchebag because it's in my nature to be a douchebag.
But I'm Kevin, by the way.
Yeah.
If you didn't guess, you know, I'm sure you did because, you know, Dickhead said it. So, you know.
Yeah. So it's October, as we all know.
No.
As of recording, it's the 11th. So we are...
This Friday will be the day it drops. Will be Friday the 13th.
It drops on Thursdays, but that's okay.
You motherfucker, you changed it.
It's always been Thursdays.
It's been Fridays.
It's always been Thursdays. If you fucking downloaded and listened to our show, you would know.
First off,
Thursday.
Asshole. Every time it drops, I always get a thing that says, "Hey, the episode has dropped for Dark Windows." It's on
late
Friday,
Thursday nights. You get it Friday mornings because your old ass is already in bed by the time it goes up. So I'm going to apologize in advance to David because
don't apologize. You thought of it first.
I didn't realize that this one had potentially hit his docket for an episode for this month too. But we're talking about Springheel Jack, so we're going back to England again. We seem to spend a lot of fucking time in England for some reason.
For a place we don't like.
It's not we don't like the place. We just don't like the people.
Well, you don't like them. I don't mind them.
Okay, suck up.
I just said I don't mind them.
Sucking up to the two fucking English listeners that we have.
One's in Scotland. I mean, he prefers to be...
But he is English, though.
But he prefers,
I'd like to
know.
Remind him that that's very frequently.
True.
Like, oh, yeah, you're not really Scottish.
Yeah, you're not really You know we're going to get shit for this.
That's fine. What's he going to do, fly here and not shoot me because they can't have guns?
That's true. He'll stab you.
Throw acid at me, whatever they do. It's sad.
Maybe.
But... Yeah, and you know World War III started again, so or just another, I don't know, offshoot branch of it or something. But so this week we are talking about Springheel Jack. We are going back to England, more specifically the 1830s in England.
It's a good time.
So 1837, some interesting shit happens in England. I found four things pretty interesting. The patent for the electrical telegraph was filed by the Cook and Wheatstone Company.
Okay.
John Kent became the first black police officer in the entire country of England.
That's
after joining up in Carlisle.
Is that a descendant of Clark Kent?
No, Jeff Kent is his great-grandson, who also looks like a state trooper.
Oh, sorry.
Now batting, second baseman, Officer Jeff Kent.
Hey.
He was a hell of a second baseman.
He
though.
Was.
He was one of my favorites.
He was.
He just had the unfortunate, you know, the misfortune of playing for some bad teams. You know.
I mean. Or bad had misfortune of playing with bad teammates.
No, just bad teams. Like, he played for the Royals in the fucking, like, late 90s.
The Giants.
Yeah, but they weren't great.
Yeah, they were. They won a World Series.
Big fucking deal. The one.
And they had fucking, you know, watermelon head there.
That's why they won it, is because everybody was on steroids except for him.
That's true.
Because he has to piss clean because he's still a cop.
That's true.
It's like Big Boss Man.
He was undercover, so what you're trying to say?
Yeah, it's like Big Boss Man. Everybody else is pissing hot back in the 90s and stuff. Not him, because guess what? Not only was he a professional wrestler, he was actually a fucking corrections officer at the same time.
Was he?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
He was a corrections officer continuously through his time in WCW until he signed with WWE. Then he started making enough money that he could actually quit that job.
I thought he had been a corrections officer because that's what his whole role was, right. But he actually was, and yes. Then he quit.
No.
wrestling.
He didn't quit until like 1996, gotcha. 1997, whenever WWF like re-signed him after he went to WCW.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So he was,
by that time, because in WCW, he was just Bubba.
Yeah, he was Big Bubba, but he was still a corrections officer.
He was. Oh.
Yeah. Huh, and there's like, I saw the cutest thing of all time. There's a picture that his daughter posted to Facebook or Instagram or whatever of her son in the backseat of the car with a Big Boss Man action figure.
Well,
and
she's
like, the cutest thing in the world is realizing that you have a action figure of your grandpa. Like, that's awesome. And he seemed like he was one of the good dudes. Like, yeah, he played a huge asshole, but like in real life, probably a good guy. You know, you never heard a bad word about him.
Mm. I don't know, but
you know, nobody in the business had a bad thing to say about him. How we got?
So we got Mr. Ken, who did the thing.
King William IV kicks the bucket, and since he and his wife, Queen Adelaide, didn't have any of their own kids, the title of queen fell to his niece, Victoria, bringing in the Victorian era in England.
Yep.
So technically, it's her fault for what we're about to talk about, and Jack the Ripper, because, you know, her administration did nothing to stop it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Was she?
She became queen in 1837, yeah. Jack the Ripper was like 1870 something.
Well, that's like, well, yeah, yeah.
Still her fault, dude. Happened on her watch.
True, true. Definitely did.
You know.
It's too bad. No, not really.
Probably the most important thing that happened that year, the Lee and Perrins Company started making Worcestershire sauce. Yeah. You put that shit on a steak. Perfect.
Over there?
It's where it started, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was like American.
Nah. Huh. No, we probably stole it because, you know, they're like the English with spices and seasoning. Nice
but
try.
But they would call it Worcestershire.
Yeah. It's Worcestershire. That's as far as I'm going with it. It's also that year that the first reported sightings of a demon taking the shape as everything from a wraith made of mist, a ghost, a half man, half bat. We can't use the particular name Batman. For it. No, copyright. Shut up. Don't do that.
Oh, whoops. Sorry.
Or a giant white bull, which I'd never heard that one before. Or the devil himself.
Wait a minute. How do you go from all that other stuff to a giant white bull?
I don't know. I don't fucking know.
That's...
Of all the reports of Springheel Jack, I never once heard the giant white bull thing.
That just doesn't make any...
Except in this one thing where they're like, oh, this is how it was described.
Okay,
nobody ever said that. We're going to go through that.
Because I can see the other stuff, but not the fucking bull.
No.
Doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. It doesn't at all.
Okay.
Most commonly, he's described as being tall, very thin, with red eyes and cold skin.
Mm-hmm.
He had sharp claws made from some metallic-like material.
Okay.
That were either actual claws or there's some kind of apparatus. Like Walmart Wolverine that he came up with.
Freddy fucking Cougar?
Yeah, something like that. And pretty frequently was spotted clothed in either skin-tight oilskins, which, if you don't know what oilskins are...
No.
It's like... you ever seen, like, a duster?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an oilskin. It's a skin that's been oiled, and they're fucking waterproof. A lot of like dock workers and stuff.
Also, like, what am I trying to think of? Like a seal jacket
basically.
Or whatever.
Okay. Like dock workers and people on ships wear them because they're waterproof.
Yeah. Okay.
Sometimes he was in like spotted in a skin tight metallic suit also, which that all the reports that I found were closer to the oil skin.
Okay.
And occasionally some type of metal helmet, which again, that never came up in any of the sightings. So somebody's Cyberman? Like, "Nah, he's wearing a helmet." I think he might have been.
So this is the origin of Cyberman?
I don't fucking know.
It's not the Dalek, but Cyberman.
And of course it is because it's British.
Yes.
I just picture like a metal rugby helmet, or it just looks like a penis.
Okay.
Yeah, he was also reportedly able to breathe blue flames out of his mouth.
Oh.
That one actually does come up, though. The first actual reported attack would come when he attacked a pair of women, first being Polly Adams, the daughter of a local farmer, and the second was Mary Stevens. They both had similar stories to tell. Some tall, pale pervert jumps out of the alleyway, grabs their boobies, tries to force himself on them, and then
show me your boobs. Wait, I'll show you mine.
No, it wasn't show me your boobs. It was scratch, scratch, scratch. Look at them titties, and you just like bounce. He just ripped their shirts open and like, whew. And you would.
He's like, scratch, scratch. Oh, boobies.
And you'd leap into the fucking darkness like and giggle like a Duke lacrosse player.
Ho-hoo!
My parents owned a dealership. Even though most of those guys were cleared, but whatever. The story's still. Nope. The story's not funny. Is it kind of funny?
It's relevant. No. Yes.
Who's the... I can't remember the swimmer. There was a collegiate swimmer that fucking, like, knocked some chick out and fondled her behind a dumpster. He's a real piece of shit, and he didn't do any jail time for it.
I don't know.
Brock something, because he's white.
Sam, I don't know.
No, don't you fucking besmirch Brock Sampson like that. Son of a bitch.
That's all that came to mind. Sorry.
Wasn't Brock Lesnar, because she's still alive, so...
She's still alive? Oh, my God.
The next day, a man driving a coach was surprised by this fellow when he jumped out of the darkness and landed directly in the path. Trying to avoid squashing this guy under hoof and wheel, he jerked the reins to the side and rolled the wagon and threw himself out of the seat.
Motherfucker!
This is the only time this ever happened.
So that's a wagon roll over?
Yeah. So the mystery leaper actually stopped and apologized and checked on the down driver.
Sorry, mate.
He actually didn't do any of that. He just fucking jumped off like over a nearby wall and cackled into
flipped
the darkness.
Off. Fuck you.
The wall that he jumped over was somewhere around 10 feet high and he never touched it on the way over. Just fucking up and over.
Pro athlete, man.
1838. Sir John Cowan, the Lord Mayor of London.
Oh.
Very fancy.
My name is Sir John.
This guy
Cullen.
Sleeps with his pinkies up.
Yep.
He's told about the jumping jerk off that was terrorizing his city.
Ah.
He at first chalked it up to people seeing things in some cases.
He told everybody piss off.
He's like, oh, you're seeing things or you're drunk.
You're taking the Mickey.
And of course, the reports that came in from women, they were clearly hysterical. Uh-huh. That's what caused that. It was, you know, female hysteria. We all know about female hysteria.
Yeah, it's true.
Bitches be crazy.
Yes.
I apologize to all the bitches out there.
He really doesn't.
Yeah, just some of you. So another theory was that it was all being carried out by some highborn teenagers who may or may not have made a bet with each other.
Oh, okay. Those fancy fucks.
The bet goes that one was challenged to visit parts of London dressed as a ghost, and then dressed as a bear, and then as the devil.
Uh-huh.
Again, where the fuck does the bear come into this?
Listen, it's... I don't think they have bears.
They did at one point.
Okay.
They did. Because the name Arthur is actually an old English word for bear. So, I don't remember what it comes from, but yeah.
Aardvark?
No, that's not a bear. That's an aardvark. So, you know, obviously leave it to these rich fucks to have nothing better to do than harass the poor.
Of course they do.
Because that's just what they do.
Yeah, I mean, fuck it. Why not?
It also lends to the idea that I mentioned earlier of it being some affluenza bullshit where, you know, rich kids can get away with whatever they want, including and not limited to involuntary booby grabbery. Okay.
You can do what you gotta do.
When you're rich and it's the 1830s and women aren't humans, so you can grab their tits, it's fine.
And then they run away and go, I'm rich, bitch. Yeah. And now.
What are they gonna do about it? They're not people, they're women.
Exactly. They can't vote.
Again, they're not people. Why would they be able to vote if they could, you know? I still don't think they should be allowed to drive, though. Anyway.
Woof.
Now, about a month later, after the reports, the LMOL, this is the Lord Mayor's nickname to give himself a little bit of street cred, another attack takes place, and this is Jane Alsop's turn. Gets a knock at the door.
Did you say Jane Alsop's turd?
Turn.
Oh.
You said turd because you're stupid.
I heard turd.
No, nah, it was sorry. Turd. There was none at it.
Okay. I was just saying.
So, obviously, so since the Alsops were not the kind of family to have a servant or a butler.
Not the family to fuck with?
No, they didn't have a servant or a butler because it's not that they weren't the kind of people for it. Oh. It was they weren't the kind of people for it.
Oh.
Because they're poor.
Oh.
So.
Oh, as I say, I was like.
They weren't progressive or anything. This didn't have any fucking money.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, they're not the people for it.
Yeah. We're not for slavery. We're just like, we can't afford it.
Yeah.
That was them, essentially.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So since they don't have.
Of those people.
They don't have a person to answer the door. Jane has to do it herself.
Oh, poor Jane.
So she opens the door. This is where it gets weird, because there's a knock at the door. She
opens.
Do you
have a time to hear the word of Jesus?
Of the God?
Whatever. I'm trying to figure out what the fuck a Jehovah's Witness says, okay? You know.
You've never interacted with them, have you?
I have, but I don't remember. It's been that long.
I try not to.
I had some lady go. It's fun. Okay.
I got time for the Mormons, though. They're pleasant.
So, you know. Last week, I think it was last week.
The J-dubs are fucking annoying.
I went to a customer's house, and I rang on the little ring bell, you know, and she come to the door, and she kind of like held it open. She goes, hello? I go, hi, I'm Kevin with the Royal Group. She's like, she saw me at my my tool bag that I have. And she's like, are you really? Or is that a goddamn Bible? I was like, nope, not a Bible. She goes, I wasn't going to let you in if that
was
a Bible.
The fuck is this undercover boss, but for Jehovah's Witnesses?
I don't know. She thought she thought my tool bag was a Bible.
This woman's dumb.
She thought I was going to be like trying to, you know, preach the Lord's prayer and all that good stuff.
It'd be even better if you were a plumber. You come in and you're like, oh, well, I fixed what was blocking up your sink. And you come back out and you're like, it's the watchtower. Like, fuck. God damn you, you son of a bitch. There's a copy of Watchtower stuck in your drain. That's their weekly thing they put out.
You should get that out.
Again, Jehovah's Witnesses, I got no time for you. Mormons come to the door, that's fine. You guys are nice enough. I've dealt with them before. Hey, do you have time? I really don't. That's fine. I've got my own thing going on, but I appreciate what you're doing. Okay, you have a good day. You too. They're fucking great.
I've never dealt with them, but...
I dealt with them when I was in Chittenden.
Oh.
Yep. In the middle of buttfuck nowhere, and here they come on their 10 speeds, and I'm like... What's going on?
The Mormon Mafia.
He's like, yeah, people used to ride their bikes up and down that road all the time. But they were like mountain bikes because it's a dirt road. Uh-huh. Here they come on their little fucking street bikes. And I'm like, looking. I was outside. I'm like looking through the trees. I'm like, what the fuck is this? White shirts. And I was like taking my trash out. And the guy's like, hi, how are you? And I'm like, I'm great. How are you? It was a pleasant enough conversation. And I was like, all right, have a good day. See you, bye.
I would have been like you. It's one of those people.
Nah. There's not a lot of those people that I'm like, I wouldn't willingly talk to for a couple minutes, but Jehovah's Witnesses are pushy.
Yeah.
I can't deal with that.
Yes. Very much.
The Mormons, I'd be like, yeah, come in and have a coffee. I don't give a shit.
Sit down.
Y'all ever played Red Dead Redemption? So this is called Starfield, and I'm going to go kill a bunch of space pirates. You want to try it? Sweet. So anyway, she gets a knock at the door. She opens the door, and now standing on the other side of the front gate is a man.
Holding a Bible.
So how did he knock on the door and then get back on the other side of the gate?
He is quicker than shit.
He threw a knock, is what I'm saying.
He's like through it. Yeah. Uh-huh.
She opens the door and calls out, hello, hello. Because that's what all British women sound like to me, I think. The voice responds, "Oi, bring us a torch. We caught the Spring Hill Jack, isn't it?" There's some British horse shit.
What in the fuck did you just say?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I think every time one of them speaks.
No, that's what I was saying, what Spring Hill Jack said.
So she, of course,
"Oli, prick,"
brings out a torch.
Of course.
Not like a torch, like a flashlight, like a lamp now. And to her shock, it was old Jack himself.
Hello, Jack.
Just being a cock out there in public.
Yeah, waving his cock.
So she gets to the gate, lifts the lantern to see his face, and this piece of shit just spits blue flames in her face, starts grabbing at her front butt, and then just leaps off into the darkness.
So he's fucking, what's his name? He's descendant of, yeah, that guy. You know who I'm talking about, the Japanese guy.
The Great Muda?
Yes.
That was mist, not flames.
Whatever, close enough. It was just an early interpretation of it.
Well, he also didn't kick her in the head afterwards, so it's a relative of Muda.
That's true, sorry. Okay, all right, I take it back.
Because he would have, she would have caught the mist, and then she would have got kicked in the fucking face.
Yeah, that's true.
That would have been it.
It's true, lights out London.
Yep. Actually, yeah, this wasn't London. So we can also add impersonating a law enforcement officer to his list of crimes.
That son of a bitch.
This guy's a real piece of work.
Yeah.
As the cops would say.
Mm-hmm.
Real piece of work. So I think, we ain't got much more. So we're going to take a break here.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
We're back. The next week, he would pop out of an alley in front of Lucy Scales and shoot at her. Yeah. I just, picture him like the dude from fucking Resident Evil 4.
Got a chainsaw?
Got a trench coat?
Yeah.
What are you buying?
Look at my pecker. He'd just take off.
What are you buying?
So he'd shoot fire at her, but luckily for Lucy...
Oh, she has... Does she have 10 plus... Plus 10 of fire blocking skill?
No, she just keeled over and had some kind of conniption fit.
That's plus 10 of fire blocking,
because
she goes into, conniption.
It's a fucking mood killer for Jack. He's like, I don't want to, the boobies aren't as much fun to fondle when she's having a seizure.
Yeah.
The sightings would continue. They'd become a little bit more sporadic and less focused on the London area.
Uh-huh.
So...
He's got to take his talents to the countryside,
He's
huh?
franchising his form of molesty terrorism.
What the hell,
he's
right?
He's going to take his talents to...
On the road.
Newcastle-upon-Tyne or one of your other fucking fairy tale towns. That's a real place.
It is not.
It is. Yes, it is.
It's just Newcastle.
Google it. Newcastle-upon-Tyne is a real place.
I don't care. Yeah. That's fucking...
They got a bunch of goofy fucking
That's
names
lies. Lies.
We at least had the common decency to name stuff after the people that we killed to take the area. Just saying.
Yes.
Milwaukee.
Yes.
Wisconsin.
We named a whole state after people that were, indigenous to the area. Alabama.
How about Indiana?
Ooh.
It literally went, fucking Indians. Like, that's where they are. I mean, they were all over the place, but these are just the ones that we can't go out past. Because
There's plenty others. And
we haven't leveled up far enough to go past Indiana yet.
That's true.
Yeah. The rest of the map is just fogged over still.
Yep.
We've got to defeat Ohio before we can go any further.
Exactly. We have to, traverse or go back to at least Maine to do something in Maine.
Why the fuck
would
we have to go to Maine?
Well, because that's how it goes.
It's like Pennsylvania at the furthest.
But you have to go back for some stupid reason. You got to go furthest into the map just to get to the...
I wish you had gone back to fucking Maine on a fetch quest.
Jesus. Hey.
So in 1845, Jack may or may not have been responsible for the murder of a 13-year-old prostitute by the name of Maria Davis.
He did it.
He apparently came out in broad daylight and just chucked her ass off a bridge.
Uh-huh.
So...
See, this is where I don't believe he did it, because everything else has been at nighttime.
Right.
So...
As much of a turd as Jack is, this doesn't fit his thing.
M.O. Nope.
The throwing off the bridge part doesn't make sense, but the target would make sense.
Woman, yes.
This sounds more like cranky pimp behavior.
Uh-huh.
You ain't making me any money. Whoosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't even the suicide bridge that dogs jump off of in England either.
No?
No, this is just a different one.
Oh.
That's a real thing, though. I swear to God. There's a bridge that that has a sign on either end of it that says, if you have dogs with you, make sure they're on a leash, because something below the bridge makes them fucking jump off of it. Hundreds of dogs.
If you're a human, do not jump off this bridge. You're not allowed. Only dogs.
You want your dog to jump off a fucking 150-foot bridge?
She'd somehow survive.
I'm pretty sure she wouldn't. She's all like rocks and shit at the bottom.
She's weird. I don't know. Somehow she would.
She would look like fucking mashed potatoes when you got down there.
Probably.
With hair on it.
Probably, but.
In the 1870s, he was seen in a bunch of areas, not just London, obviously, like we said.
Franchising.
It seems like he's changed some things up for the hilarious. Let's put it that way.
Oh, well, I mean, people are catching on to his shenanigans, so he's got to change somehow.
He's had enough of, enough booby honkery.
Oh.
And now he's like
dicks?
No. No.
Vaginas.
He's now attacking soldiers.
Ooh, that's risky business.
It sure is. So he's shown up at checkpoints, kind of like jumping on top of the sentry boxes and then diving out from the bushes in front of people. And then the slapping. And then the slappening begins.
Aha!
Which is a historical event that we're going to walk you through right now.
The slappening.
In 1837 at Aldershot Barracks, which is not the place to fuck around because it's just not. Aldershot Barracks is, I'm pretty confident, still a thing. I know it was during World War II.
So they probably have one of those blue plaques that said, in 1873, upon this date, is the first slapping by Spring Hill Jack.
What I'm saying is this place has been around for a fucking minute.
I know.
Like active military service for a minute.
And I'm telling you that they probably have a blue plaque or something.
What the fuck would it be a blue plaque?
That's what they do.
That's what we do over here.
They do it over there.
England's gay. So a soldier reported seeing Jack pretty well. He's out on his patrol, and Jack jumps out from between two buildings in the darkness. Just slaps the shit out of him.
Oh.
He hit him fucking forehand, backhand, and then just fucking whee back into the woods. He slapped the fuck out of this dude.
So he like flying Superman slapped him?
No, he stopped and was like, just fucking paintbrushed his ass and then ran away. Fucking gave him the business.
So surprise attack. So he didn't have time to pull the gun to shoot him.
No. He gave him the old
the what for?
The old I told you I want dinner on the table when I get home, and I won't tell you again.
Oh,
you know,
yeah. I bet you had the table.
This was a classic domestic assault. Is what he done here?
I bet you that soldier had the food on the table by the time he got home.
He came into work with big sunglasses the next day. No. Well, nothing. I fell into a doorknob. It's fine.
It's okay.
No,
you can talk to me. Talk, Roger. Talk to me.
No, it's okay.
No, really, Roger. who hit you?
It was Spring Hill Jack. So he was then seen and chased around the Lincolnshire area to fucking Benny Hill music, no doubt.
Yeah.
He dodged traps that were set for him. He avoided and apparently absorbed gunshots when he was being shot at.
Uh-huh. So this is like the guy running around. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man. No. But he's saying Spring Hill Jack instead.
Well, he also just like got like fucking like Mario super jump shit going on.
Ah.
You know, he definitely put some points into his jump pack.
Uh-huh.
You know, some of you guys should probably do that more. But, yeah. Some of us also started off with a level one in it. So. Losers. So the last handful of sightings took place in Liverpool between 1888 and 1904. But there were some others that may have been Jack also. In 1986, an army officer is riding his bike through Herefordshire. That's like the neck of the woods where Hereford would be.
Hereford?
Like SAS headquarters at Hereford. Like that area.
Still made up name.
Homeboy's just out on his bike. got his basket and shit, just ding, ding, ding.
Ah, so he's really stepping up his game. He's really trying to fuck with the wrong people.
Fucking something jumps out of the bushes, slaps the fuck out of him, knocks him off his bike, and then just jumps back into the dark.
Aha, uh-huh. So that guy goes to the meeting of, you know, I've been slapped by Jack.
I don't think he does, because I think I know. 1986, pretty sure this would have been the guy that we talked about in the Iranian hostage embassy episode. The guy that Captain Price is based off of.
Uh-huh.
He was just out there with fucking nods and stuff. He's like, Bravo 6, going dark. Fucking thunder slaps him off his bike.
Oh. Huh. Okay, yeah. Okay. All right.
Take the last pastry, you cocksucker. That's what you get. See, he was also...
Hadouken!
No, the Hadouken's the fucking power blast. It'd be a Shoryuken, which is...
Yeah, that's true. It would be a Shoryuken!
Just but fucking like tiger slap. Just like long arm it. Just
tiger slap.
Cuff him. So he was maybe also, but probably not, sighted in the United States as well. Similar creature was seen in 1884, where he accosted a few women in Louisville, Kentucky.
Oh, see, first
that's
off...
That's just a regular dude in Kentucky.
Yeah, like, I mean, come on.
No offense, Jerry. Like, I know not all of you are. I know you're from that area, but I'm pretty sure you got woods around there. Like,
And this is Appalachia, so I mean, come on.
Louisville's not Appalachia. That's in the fucking western half of the state.
I've been through it.
That's where, like, people with money live. It's, like, there in fucking Lexington.
It's still, like... Come, there's people all there.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying. I said, I'm sure there's woods there, which means there's other Kentuckians there, not, like, ones with money.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Like, somebody that moved from the eastern half of the state. Also possibly spotted in 1945 in Cape Cod and P-Town, Rhode Island.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so he turned one of those.
Oh, boy, he is just slapping gays.
bitch.
Provincetown, Rhode Island, if for anybody that's not familiar. Super, super big gay community there.
Yes.
So that may be a hate crime. Who knows? It was the 40s. They weren't allowed to talk about it in public, so who cares?
Maybe they liked it. Probably. A little slap and tickle. I mean,
who knows? But he's finally slapping some assholes that deserve it, you know. People, if you live in Cape Cod and you get slapped by a monster, you fucking deserved it.
Yeah.
Yeah. If your second home is in Cape Cod and you get slapped by this thing, you definitely deserved it.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if you live in Lexington or, you know, or like, Louisville, then yeah. Or my sister would say Louisville.
I know someone with a second home in Cape Cod, and if you were to get slapped by a mysterious creature in the darkness, I would say it was well-deserved.
I don't know anybody was...
I do.
Oh.
In 1953, Houston, Texas, another sighting, but this time...
Oh, see, he just unfucked up.
This one's weird, because he leapt into a pecan tree and then vanished.
Pecan.
Pecan. It's not pecan. You fucking animal. It's pecan.
It's pecan.
Whatever. So, shortly after he vanished, a silver cylindrical object was seen flying away from the area. So now we got some alien shit going on with Spring Hill Jack. I don't know.
I think they're misidentifying.
It's probably two separate events.
Exactly.
You know.
Possibly. Yes.
So... I've got some explanation.
Or maybe the aliens are trying to catch that fucker because...
Or maybe he is one that's trapped here.
I'm just saying maybe he's a fugitive from the alien law. And they're going to hunt his ass down.
So they spent...
he's that old.
So they're sending a fucking alien bounty hunter after him that's not Lobo? They're not doing it right if that's the case.
Or he's a time traveler.
You're a fucking time traveler. Go back to where you came from.
Maybe I will.
The best possible explanation
part of waking up
for Spring Heel Jack is Henry Beresford, who's the third Marquess.
What?
Third Marquess, not Marquis, not Marquise, as in Grissom, of Waterford. He was an Irish nobleman. He was born in 1811.
Okay.
He's no stranger to, you know, being in the papers in the late 1830s. He's well known for the following: getting drunk, vandalism, quote, irregular behavior towards women, getting drunk, and fighting.
I heard getting stuff drunk like and getting drunk.
He's Irish. That's He's true. Getting very drunk.
That's just normal state. So really getting drunk is
it's the fucking...
It's like breathing.
It's the Blazing Saddles thing. You said rape twice. Really like rape.
Yeah.
Yeah. You said getting drunk twice. He's Irish.
Yeah.
You know?
It's just like breathing, you know? It's just, it's natural.
Comes naturally, yeah.
Yeah, it's natural state. It's
their, yeah. A factory setting.
Yes.
They come out pre-hungover.
Drunk.
So he is also where the term paint the town red comes from.
Oh.
And we're going to talk about why.
Okay.
Early in the morning, April 6th, 1837. Beresford and the boys have just finished up a pretty successful fox hunt.
Boys are back in town.
That's playing in the background.
Yes.
Like, all the fucking way through there. They've been drinking all day, obviously, because out hunting.
And they're Irish.
They get up to the toll gate at Thorpe End, and the gatekeeper asked them to pay the toll. Wasn't a dick about it. Was just like, hey, you guys want to come through? You got to pay the toll. That's how it works. Instead of paying the toll, they start arguing with the gatekeeper.
Are you the key master?
I knew you were going to say that. I was going to put a thing in here, and I was like, no, it's too fucking easy. He's going to say it anyway. Thank you. one of his boys has got him tied up with an argument. He's just creeping around.
Uh-huh.
He's probably thinking about trying to figure out a way to sneak everybody through. And he comes up on a whole shitload of buckets of red paint. Because there was some construction going on. They were actually painting the toll house red.
Uh-huh.
You know. He's like, I got a great idea. And he just comes running out and he slaps this motherfucker as hard as he can.
With the paintbrush?
No, with his hand. Fucking slapped him in the face.
Out of nowhere.
He's just beating the shit out of this guy. And then the constable shows up.
Oh, I didn't do it.
Starts slapping the constable around.
Oh.
And then he throws red paint on both of them.
Oh, that son of a bitch.
They then grabbed more red paint. They run down Sherrod Street, through the marketplace, and down Burton Street. Every door they passed on their little run here, they paint red.
So that's the one where, you know, the firstborn thing is going to happen, and their firstborn.
That's ancient Egypt.
Oh, okay. All right.
So they're painting all these doors red, doing some teenager shenanigans here. They're knocking on doors and running away, and as they're running, uh-huh. they're fucking kicking flower pots and shit over. they're being assholes.
Bitches.
They're being pricks.
Leaving bags of shit on the
They didn't go that far. When they reached the Red Lion, they stole the sign and fucked it off into the canal.
Mm.
And then they go down the street a little bit further and they hit the Old Swan Inn. This here is where Beresford is hoisted up to paint the sign. So, fun fact, 1988, the porch of the Old Swan collapses. When they're picking everything up, they get the sign, and they notice that it's got a bunch... It's still got, like, traces of red paint on it.
Uh-huh.
So they send it in to be like, how fucking old is this paint? And it was from this event. It happened in 1988. Like, over 100 years later, the fucking red paint is still on that sign.
Damn.
Because England apparently... don't know what fucking sandpaper is. You know, you get rid of that old shit before you put new shit on it, or else it's going to bleed through.
Or you paint it with a darker color.
It would still bleed through. You get a stain. You have to get rid of it to, you know. So they then vandalized the post office and the Leicestershire Bank. They tried to flip over a wagon that some poor son of a bitch was sleeping in. Like, they saw him sleeping in it, and they're like, let's fucking roll it. And yeah. they couldn't, thankfully.
Pussies.
every time that they ran into a cop or a constable that would try to stop them, they'd just beat his ass, and then they'd paint his face red. So they just kicked the shit out of all these cops in town, and they're just like, the paintbrush, and run off. Eventually, the next morning, they sobered up.
Okay, first off, hey, that's a misnomer, because they don't sober up.
He sobered up enough to realize that he made a mistake.
Uh-huh.
He paid for all the damage, apologized to everyone affected, And at the trial, he and his cronies were all found not guilty of causing a riot.
Because he apologized.
But they were all fined 100 pounds for assault.
Eh.
Which back then was a good chunk of money.
But he could afford it.
It's like $38 American, but that was a good chunk of money back then.
And back then, $38 American was a lot of money.
I mean, their economy was bad. They were only 20 years out from getting their fucking asses kicked in the War of 1812.
It's true. They did get beat up pretty good.
Ran them down the mighty Mississippi.
Yep.
A little bit of bacon, a little bit of beans, you know, all that. So that's where the term comes from there. And rumor had it that he had a buddy that was good at what they refer to as applied mechanics, who possibly made him a set of boots that could help him jump higher. He was also apparently into fire breathing.
Uh-huh.
So he'd like go to the circuses and shit and be like, I want to figure out how to do that. Because he's Irish, all he has to do is hold a match up and go
it'll catch fire.
Another sign that kind of points to this turd was during the Ashworth attack, a passerby noticed a W on Spring Heel Jack's Waterford. Yeah. Might be the dude. Huh. So he died in 1859, so it was either not him or there was a copycat that continued the attacks.
He had a protege.
Fun story, though. Speaking of modified boots with springs in them, apparently the German Fallschirmjäger during World War II at some point in time experimented with trying to put springs on their boots to make their landing smoother. And it resulted in a whole bunch of broken legs and ankles. Because I'm assuming they would hit and just kind of like hit real stiff and not have any give like you're supposed to when you hit land.
Uh-huh.
And they're just fucking driving their hips up into their shoulders.
Ouch.
Yeah. Fuck them. They're German. They're Nazis. Who cares? Fuck them.
Still ouch.
No, whatever. Not ouch. Fuck them. They got what they deserved.
Okay.
So there's a like any number of categories you could lump Spring Heel Jack into. It could be a ghost, a cryptid, an alien, sexual assault expert, demon. It doesn't, you know, who knows? It could be any of the things.
I think it's just all of the above.
So that's just a real quick rundown of Spring Heel Jack. I was going to do a second character in this where I was going to talk about Ludwig the Bloodsucker, and I was like, oh, there's a way more to that than I realized, so that'll have to be its own episode.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Maybe a
Patreon or something, but...
All right.
I just couldn't do it all in one, but...
Okay.
Yeah, that's Spring Heel Jack.
You want to hear more stuff like that going on over to...
Dude, I'm fucking exhausted. Patreon.com.
Oh.
I'm sorry, I actually worked today.
I worked too. So kiss my ass.
Yeah, it works. It works.
Yeah, so I worked.
Bitch, I demolished and rebuilt two bathrooms today.
Oh, buddy.
Yeah. Then I did a bunch of fucking drywall in another place.
If you want to hear more of it.
Patreon.com. Go fuck yourself. Dark Windows Podcast. $5 a month. Gets you an extra episode every week.
You get to hear more of us bitching and complaining
at each other. Probably.
Not like it's anything not new.
It's not. It's just getting worse.
And you can go on over to another place called Sudio. Check them out, Sudio .com. Check them out. They have headphones, Bluetooth speaker, and Bluetooth earbuds, a whole bunch of variety. Find what you want, put in your basket. Put the promo code of DARKWINDOWS15 in to get 15% off your entire purchase. You can also go, let's see, there's also a social media, you know,
Facebook,
Instagram. Yeah, we'll stop there.
Yeah. We don't use X. It's not because we have anything against Elon Musk. It's just Twitter's a fucking terrible platform for me.
Instagram, you just got to do Dark Windows Pod, not Dark Windows Podcast.
No, you do Dark Windows Podcast on Facebook.
Yes. That is true.
So are we doing Patreon tonight, or?
No.
Okay. Didn't think so.
No.
Didn't think so.
Didn't think so. Oh, bitch.
So then next week, we have more October shit.
More October shit.
And then the week after that, I'm doing a pretty fucking gnarly serial killer. Who's not in, like, he's not one of the big six that... We kind of talked to David about where I was like, how do you not know the fucking big six, Kevin?
I didn't say I didn't know the big six. It totally like fucking flew over your guys' head. Like I was just saying,
It's because you didn't know it and you were just trying to make a joke.
No.
But you did. And you
didn't. I do.
You don't. Yes, I do. But he's not in there. But when it comes to brutality-wise, he could probably be like top 15-ish. He's a contender. He's gross fuck. And thankfully, he doesn't hurt any kids, just college students. So
there's still somebody's kids.
Yeah, but they're not kids, you know.
Ah, okay. Not little kids.
It's when you get into the infant to fucking like 12-year-old range.
Uh-huh.
But I'm like, I can't do this because it makes me fucking angry.
Yeah.
But college students, I mean, if I was going to tell you, I've never considered not slowing down for college kids crossing the street, I'd be lying. You know.
Especially up at a certain college where they craft across the road to get the other side.
Or the ones we used to live near. They walk by goddamn barefoot.
Mm.
Weird fucking hippies. Glad that school's gone. The school's not. It's just not a school anymore. It's still a building. But, yeah.
What?
Green Mountain College.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Walking around fucking barefoot. Get the fuck out of here. Fuck out of here.
Huh.
Gross goddamn feet.
All right. Well, with that said, just because you can't see out in the dark doesn't mean the dark can't see into you. Until next time.
All right, we gotta get done before Kevin turns into a fucking pumpkin.
Suck my ass.